Hey you guys, what's up? It's your girl Mad About Morgan, and you're listening to another episode of the Mad About Morgan Show. Hey you guys, welcome back. This is my second time trying to record this video, but I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and anybody else that calls me, I don't give a fuck what my relationship is with you or what obligation you may feel I have with you. I'm not answering the phone because right now this is more important to me. It's very important that I do this podcast, that I start 2020 off with consistency and perseverance. So on today's episode, I have so many topics and so many things that I want to talk about, from anxiety to being a multi-dimensional black woman to family. And I think because right now it's so close to home, I am in Detroit, Michigan right now visiting family. And I would like to talk about family. I think I've talked about family and a little bit of my family dynamic before, but right now, I really want to dive deep into it. I seen a post of an interview with Will Smith that he was doing with Martin Lawrence promoting their new movie, Bad Boys 3. And basically, in the video, he was just talking about, you're going to get into it with people. You're going to, any relationship that's good is going to go bad at some point. You guys are going to have debates, disagreements, fights. And you have to be so disciplined in yourself and so deep-rooted that you don't let anybody else's insanity or toxic behavior affect you. And I love my family, but, you know, let's be honest, sometimes our family can be toxic. You know, we could go to meditation and be, you know, praying and just trying to stay sane and trying to stay on the right path. And then as soon as you come home, you could be met with anger. You could be met with somebody else's trauma. And that's what it is. So one of the major points that I want to talk about is you have to be sympathetic and empathetic to other people's trauma. You know, other people might not be in the same healing place as you, may not even be in the mood to heal. Or even they just may not even be that type of person. You know, I live with someone who is not as, I'm not going to say not as spiritual as me, because my mother believes in God and she, you know, definitely is a Christian, but that is it for her. Like, she doesn't believe in tarot readings. She doesn't believe in like spirituality and other things like that. And I am of a different generation and I'm more open to those things, but I'm still consider myself to be someone rooted in Christianity. And I still consider Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. Amen. Can I get amen from the congregation for that? But I am a little bit more open to, more open and understanding of other religions. So, you know, with that, we may not always see eye to eye. You know, the things that I want to talk about, she may just think is foolishness and gibberish. Or just, she just wasn't raised like that. And I can't allow that to affect my mood. I can't allow that to change the things that I have learned and the things that I believe have helped me to prosper, you know, and help me to stay sane. I can't get angry that we don't have the same understanding. All I could do is be like, we have to agree to disagree and still love each other. And then also, when it comes down to other people's trauma or other people's perspectives on life that are not yours, like, here's an example. Your mom could have went to work and had a terrible day, and she just don't want to be talked to for the whole rest of the day. You went to school, you had a great day, your crush talked to you, you feel me, you had your favorite lunch, you know, just, you just had a great day, it was nice outside. You know, you was at lunch, you was spinning, you won a rap battle, you just had a great day. You come home, you want to tell your mom all the good things, and then because she had a bad day, she shut up. Nobody wants to hear that. And now you're affected and your feelings are super hurt. I think this is a rule in the four agreements. It's a book that I read. The four agreements, I believe, Let me Google it because I want to get the name right. But basically, one of the rules is, you feel me? One of the rules is you can't let other people affect you, like literally. Let me look up the book here. But basically what I'm trying to say is whatever somebody else got going on in their own world, it cannot affect. You have to be so stable and so rooted in whatever it is that you're determined to be positive, determined to be free, determined to be peaceful, determined to be not bothered. You have to be so that, because you're going to be tested every step of the way. Every step of the way, you're going to be tested. That's all it is. It's a test. It's called the Four Agreements. It's called the book. The Four Agreements are: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personal, and don't make assumptions. And when I tell you don't take anything personal, that's what I was talking about. Don't take anything personal. Like, that's going to be very hard not to take it personal when it's coming from someone you love, someone that you feel like you have to confide in, someone that you feel like, you know, is supposed to always have your back. But, you know, especially as Black women or as Black people, you know, life throws a lot of bullshit at us. And sometimes it's hard. I feel like Black people are the most tested people on the planet. And sometimes it's hard to not succumb to the test of life and not turn back into your old ways. You know, you say you want to be better. 5 minutes later, somebody piss you off. You're doing the same exact shit that you said you wasn't going to do, you know? And if you're around people like that, or even if you are that person, you have to learn to not take things so personal, man. That's something that I'm learning, especially when it's coming from family, because that could be hard. You can don't take things personal to a random motherfucker on the street that don't mean nothing to you. Okay. But when it's somebody that means something to you, it's hard not to take it personal. But you also have to realize that your family is, they're just humans. They're not a super version of humans. They're just people that are supposed to love you unconditionally. And sometimes the world has blackened their heart so much that they don't believe in loving unconditionally. It doesn't matter who you are. And if they are that kind of person, whatever it is that you're rooted in, stay rooted in that. And you need to identify when it's a test, because I truly believe that the devil will use the people closest to you to break you down the most. You know, sometimes when your family member is saying something to you that is hurtful or whatever, it's not really them speaking. It's not really them, you know, that's trying to hurt you. It's the devil trying to get under your skin, from how I see it, you know. But I just wanted to talk about that for anybody that may be dealing with just having an estranged relationship with a parent or family, or even a close family friend. But I also want to talk about the importance of family and how important it is to hold on to that and to try your best to repair that relationship. With other people that don't matter, you know, people, a tribe of people that you weren't born into, if you have to try very hard for the shit to work out, 9 times out of 10, it ain't supposed to work out. But if you feel like you constantly having to try over and over and over again for things to work out with your family, that is the life that is a family you were chosen to be in, and the life that you were chosen to live. And it is your duty to be patient and to be kind, because that is what love is. And family love is such a precious, and to me, the best kind of love, because it's unconditional. You didn't have to do anything to ask to be loved by your family. You didn't have to do anything to earn the loyalty of your family other than breathe air and oxygen. That is a beautiful part about family. It don't matter what you do. You could say the dumbest shit. You could go to jail. You could get in trouble. You could do anything you want, but your family is still gonna love you. They may have to give you tough love, or they may have to tell you the truth, tell your ass like it is. And that's a part of love too, because ain't nobody gonna tell you the truth like your family, because they want to tell you the truth before the rest of the world gets to you. So when it comes to family, man, just realize that that's probably gonna be the only unreal, true, unconditional love that you're ever gonna get. That you're ever gonna get. Okay? hold on to that. You know, don't get over things, you know. With other people, I would tell you, don't forget and maybe, you know, try to let it go. But when it really comes to family, you have to let it go. You can't harbor on that. You can't hold that in your heart for too long because, number one, you're not supposed to take things personal. Feel me? And then number two, that is your family. And regardless, the love is not going to go away because that person is literally attached to you through actual blood, you know? And the last thing you would hate to do is be showing up to a loved one's funeral knowing that you guys ended on bad terms. I'm not saying that when someone dies that the love dies or their soul dies or that you even can't even mend that relationship. Who's to say that they can't forgive you in the afterlife and you can't forgive them? But it would be better to do it while they are alive so you guys can enjoy and share those moments that you won't. And those feelings that you won't get with the rest of the world. You're not going to get the rest of the world, you know, telling you that they love you for no reason. Laughing at you, laughing with you, protecting you, being down the ride for a homicide when it's drama time with the llamas flying. Like, family is the type of people, you come in the room, you know the blunt getting passed to you. You don't even have to ask. You know, you come in the room, you know you can have some of the liquor. You don't even have to ask. Literally, mi casa, su casa. It's very rare. These are the type of relationships that you have to earn from people. Earn from people outside of your family. But when it's your family, you born into that. You don't have to ask your family to love you. You shouldn't have to. And you don't have to. You don't even have to. Even if you feel like you have to ask your family to love you, 9 times out of 10, they probably already love you. 10 times out of 10, even if your parents, if you were adopted and your parents gave you up, I promise you they still love your ass. They just did not know how to love. They didn't know how to show it or express it. And this is what I'm talking about. You have to not take that shit personal because there's some shit that went on in their life that molded them and affected them to be the way that they are. I was watching this sermon on YouTube and the pastor said, you know, God, Jesus was such a perfect human being and so precious and so loving that he forgave people before they even committed sins against him. He forgave Judas before he even lied, before Judas even snitched on him. Like he said, one of y'all gonna betray me. One of y'all gonna do it. But I forgive you already because I know who you are. Judas, that wasn't the first time Judas was no snitch. Judas been a snitch his whole damn life. He been a betrayer. And Jesus knew that. When you got a cousin that's a thief, you know he a thief. So you hide your shit. And if he steal your shit, you can't even get mad because the nigga a thief. You got a cousin that's a liar. You can't even get mad because your cousin a liar. So stop getting mad every time your cousin do some shit that's in his characteristics. And just be like, I forgive you because I knew that's who you was. I knew you was going to do that because that's who your ass is. Period. You know, if you have a difficult relationship with your mom and your mom, every time she gets off work, she's angry or, you know, every time that she's going through it with maybe someone that she's in a relationship with and she takes her anger out on you, you have to realize this is just who my mom is. I'm not going to let what the fuck she got going on, I will not allow her, even though she may try or the devil may try to use her to try to get under my skin. I rebuke it and I will not allow it because I already know how this go. If you've been through it, then you already know how it is. Find something. Find a happy place. Find a task. Find a goal. Find a friend. Find something or someone that you can talk to or something that you can do to center yourself. Because newsflash, I really do think God gives you your family members to prepare you for the people that you're going to come in contact with. So when you come in contact with somebody that's always, you know, saying something negative or just always got to say some shit to try to get under your skin, you could be like, my cousin already do that shit. It don't even faze me. I already know how to go to my happy place in my mind or how to already ignore that shit so it don't even get on my nerves, okay? That's what we need to be in 2020, okay? This whole decade. Because at the end of the day, I'm not letting anybody steal my joy, even if they are somebody so close to me that every single opinion that they have matters to me. You can't have my joy.
Literally, I don't give a damn if you gave birth to me. You cannot have or take my joy, period. And that's how I feel about family. Thank you for tuning in to this new episode of the Mad About Morgan show. This was a quick one. This is something that I just wanted to vent and get out there. I'm sitting here bored in my hotel room. I have nothing to do, and I was kind of sad. And I was like, let me just make a podcast. Let me just talk my way through this. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for even caring about what I have to say. I pray that this year, 2020, brings blessings to you. I'm praying for all my people in the military, in the Army, Air Force, Navy, all of that. I'm even praying for the people in Iran and in Iraq and in the Middle East. I don't know what the hell going on, but what I do know is I serve a mighty God, and he has his hands over that situation. And you feel me? I'm just standing with the human race at this point. I'm just standing with all the innocent motherfuckers that didn't do nothing but be born, okay? You know, and then got tossed into all this bullshit, man. And I just hope 2020 brings blessings. It brings creativity. It brings consistency. It brings clear vision. And it just brings pure joy. You know, that's what I'm on the search for. I'm on the search for pure joy. And I found pure joy in my family because, like I said before, no matter what type of arguments or whatever you get into it with, these are the people that love you unconditionally. You could call your family member all types of bitches and hoes, but tomorrow that's still going to be your family. And you still going to have to love them. You know, your family dropped dead now and you got to go to their funeral. You feel me? That's love. If you have a friend and y'all fall out, you can't go to their funeral. People gonna be like, y'all wasn't even cool. Why you come to the funeral? If you get into it with your cousin and your cousin die, you still gotta go to that funeral and you gotta deal with that. I don't wanna call it soul tie, but you gotta deal with the blood that y'all share that, you know, connects y'all. You have to deal with that connection. So, man, if I could say anything and leave an impression on anybody on this podcast, I would just say try to work things out with your family and understand that the love that they have for you is unconditional. It's nothing you could do to erase that love or that loyalty, you know? And work on those things and focus on those things and pray on those things, because the rest of the world may hurt you and leave you for dead, but your family, they may hurt you, but they ain't gonna leave you for dead now, you know? So those are people that you can really count on. And with that being said, I love y'all. It's your girl Mad About Morgan. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Mad About Morgan. Follow my Instagram podcast page, Mad About Morgan Show. And have a blessed day. Peace.